just singing on my own.
Sun,
know?
Can you bring me your penis?
And all the non-believers. That's my favorite song in the world.
I know. You watch the music video every day.
I fucking love that song. My Chemical Romance.
Uh-huh.
Welcome to the Black Parade.
Yeah. That song came on because we were watching 30 Seconds to Mars videos.
Yeah, that was a mistake. If ever I've made one.
Well, we want to know what's going on with this Jared Leto character. Apparently, he started a cult.
Yeah, that one, I found, you told me that last week, and I was not surprised at all. Doesn't that make perfect sense? He's
yeah.
like, he needs to be worshipped by but hot people the in the one, desert.
He's the one calling it a cult. He's like putting pictures on the internet and writing, this is a cult, and it's a bunch of people on like a cliff. All dressed in white.
Yeah.
And he's dressed as Jesus. And it's like, I know they're like joking, like, ha ha.
Yeah,
we're
yes,
doing a,
it's a cult.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but you are doing a weird retreat and you're making everybody dress in white robes and worship you. I don't know if they're worshiping him, but they must be because you're paying to go hang out with him.
Yeah.
Thousands of dollars, by the way. I was watching some YouTube video where they were showing the prices for various, like, I don't know.
Packages?
Yes, exactly. And it was an unbelievable amount of money. Because you got to fly to Croatia or whatever.
Christ.
To hang out with him.
And his brother, whose name is Shannon, by the way.
Yeah.
Hang
That's
out
like
with...
That's like a rich kid's name. I wouldn't be surprised if they grew up very wealthy.
I was doing my research before the podcast, meaning I did a quick 10-second scan of his Wikipedia page. They were born in Louisiana, and their dad killed himself when he was 8.
From embarrassment.
Right. So I don't know. And they moved around a lot. I don't know. He's definitely a broken person. But I don't, why do I have to know about it?
Could you imagine if he wasn't pretty? That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
He just is attractive.
Yeah.
You know? He's got good bone structure, so we got to put up with all this shit. You know, it's like if Brad Pitt were just like the worst, everybody would kind of be like,
if Brad Pitt was like,
I still like looking at him.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing about Jared Leto. Like, if Brad Pitt was really into Brad Pitt, it wouldn't be as fun for everybody else. You know, you have to pretend like you don't know. You're
right.
Not. That's why I've always said Fight Club is my favorite movie, because you get to watch Jared Leto beaten to death.
Sure.
That's, I mean, what else? What more do you
what
need?
What else is there? Yeah, you just watch that part. The way that, like, when you find out that Halle Berry gets railed out in Monster Ball. And, like, you never see Monster Ball. You just see
Monsters
part.
Ball?
Who cares what it's called? You know what I'm talking about?
Is it like... Well,
you've
first
never
of all,
seen Fight Club. You just go to YouPorn and type it Jared Leto.
Curb Stomp.
Yeah.
Wait, but does he actually die in that? I may be wrong. I haven't seen it since.
No, he doesn't die
They
in
just,
it.
Like, disfigure him?
He's, like, the first, like, sycophant. The first, like... guy who shows up, I think, I don't remember.
I want to destroy something beautiful, and it's Jared Leto.
Oh, even that.
Yeah, he's like I was cast as the beautiful one, mother.
Everything he does, you know, I know he gets all these, like, accolades for, what was the movie he was in where he got an Oscar?
Dallas Buyers Club.
Oh,
he
got an Oscar for that?
He won an Oscar,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, didn't he play, like, the guy who killed John Lennon?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he played, I think, Mark David Chapman.
Yeah, he was, like...
Was he good in that?
He got... I didn't see it.
Yeah, what fucking movie is this?
Maybe I did see it. I don't
know. There was a movie, like, a Hollywood film about John Lennon's
pretty
assassination?
Sure. Yeah. And he put on, like, a ton of weight.
Okay.
That was part of it. So they were like, wow, he's incredible.
Wow, good job. I can see that, because he's fucking weird. He's like, seems a little off socially.
So he can play a murderer?
Yeah. I think he would probably be all right. I don't think he's bad. Like, I honestly, listen, I don't know how I would feel about it now, because every year I get more and more cynical and just whatever, but I enjoy.
Hard to be around.
Yes. Yes.
Unpleasant.
Uh-huh. I enjoyed Dallas Buyers Club. I thought it was a really good movie, and
I think. People say that. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, and I think he did a good job.
Maybe I'll watch it at work today.
But then again, you know, he's not trans, and he's playing a trans woman.
Oh!
So, should we get him?
Oh, we should get him.
Should we get him?
Yeah.
That's why he has to live in Croatia on an island now.
Right.
He's been exiled.
I wish I could track my disdain for him, you know? Because there was a point where it was just like, oh, okay, there's that guy.
Yeah.
Who's in movies and has a band that stinks. That's pretty much all I knew about him. I think it was some award show. That's usually where people show their true colors.
Yeah.
Like they get up, accept their award, and then like dedicate it to some cause that's obnoxious. Like I remember, what's her name? Anne Hathaway. She got something. Golden Globe or an Oscar. Did she win an Oscar?
I think she did win an Oscar. I don't remember what for.
She got up there and she gave this speech about how gay people are people. And we
was like 6 months ago, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was like, but for real, it was like 2016 or something.
Where no, like, it really was more recently than that. She was like, my brother's gay and I just want you all to know it's okay to be gay.
Yeah, and you... Don't be mean to him or any gay people. And I think they should get married.
Okay.
And it's like, this bitch is just fishing for any, like, on top of, it's like what we're saying about the Paris Hilton documentary. It's like, if people love you for one thing, let them love you for that thing. Don't get greedy. It's like, if we like you as an actress, that's fine. Don't make it a scene where you're like, also I'm a great person, by the way. Did you know I'm a great person? When it's forced, like, some people just are good people and it shines through. And you go like we were talking about Matt Damon earlier today.
Yeah, he cares about water or something.
Yeah. he really does. Like, he goes, you can tell he does the work. Like, he isn't like, I don't know,
preaching theatrical about it. Well, that's the problem. We've upheld these people and they don't realize, I think, how tone deaf they are sometimes. They're theater kids.
Yeah.
They've been in Hollywood since they were like 15. Remember the Princess Diaries? Like, Anne Hathaway never had a shot at a real life. She's just been worshipped. She's got that vibe of the fucking worst musical theater girl that you know. And I think she has no idea that she comes across as like annoying or preachy. Oh yeah, because everyone
hate her guts
around like 2010. Everyone was like, you know what, Anne Hathaway, fuck you.
But Jared Leto's like that. I saw him at some award show where he was just talking about, you know, it's just, I don't know. Is this the time to talk about children in some third world country where you get your fucking popcorn award?
I think there's an inherent like instinctual sense that most people have for who's being genuine and who's not. And he's just one of those phony people. You can tell his primary focus is looking good rather than caring about children in a third world country.
Or making sure you know that he cares about stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just performing.
It is.
And annoying. Yeah. And I guess that's what you get from actors.
Well, I think less is more, and a lot of them don't realize that. I mean, we've seen that with the goddamn Imagine video and everything this year. When they don't have their normal outlets, they have no idea that we hate most of their personalities.
And it's like, if you're a beautiful person who's in movies, it's like, we want to like you. It's this weird, we don't have like gods anymore, and humanity like worships these people, these giant people on the screen with, like, you know, their faces are probably CGI'd, but like they're like impeccably dressed and, you know, they have perfect bone structure and stuff, and you somewhere in your monkey brain you want to worship these people, so they have to do very little. Like you said, if they just shut the fuck up. That's why, going back to Brad Pitt, he's such a great example of this. He rarely does interviews.
He does
seem like a good guy, so I think he does like the charity shit, but he's not like broadcasting it.
Oh, was just at a food bank in LA giving out, like unloading boxes from a truck and volunteering at a food bank, but he's got sunglasses and a mask on and people didn't even know it was him.
See, there you go.
And the paparazzi happened to get a picture of him on a smoke break. Like, this is Brad Pitt.
And who knows? Maybe he even planned all that, but sure, at least he did a good job of like pretending.
Well executed.
Like, we love you.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
And then every once in a while he'll get an award, and he'll, like, that the last award he got,
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yeah.
that speech he gave was hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't preachy. He kind of made fun of himself. And then he peaced out. And you're like, ah, that guy yeah. is great.
Less is more, Hollywood.
Cult. You just start to believe, you know, your own hype.
Of
and
course.
You go to the fucking wilderness and start just a cult.
Picture Jared Leto at the Met Gala in a gown carrying his own head.
Oh, God. Can we get into gowns?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I do. I really feel like this. So Harry Styles was just on the cover of Vogue, right? Yeah. Wearing a dress. And everyone is talking about how
losing
this is like,
their mind.
This is the most groundbreaking thing they've ever seen. Or it's the both sides of this are so fucking stupid. Or it's like, oh, this is what's happening to men nowadays.
Right.
There's no more masculinity. They're all in dresses. It's like, have you been following? Somebody actually said,
how old are you?
Harry Styles isn't masculine anymore or something. It's like, oh, back when he was in One Direction going, yeah. I know you're beautiful. Is that even One Direction or
yes,
is that
that's their
Justin
hit.
Bieber?
Think about how corny that shit is. And now they do this with so many people, you know, even like going back to NSYNC or whoever else. It's like Beyonce. You go like, no, this is goofy shit.
Yeah.
Now I'm supposed to worship this person as our deity, our new like cool like icon. It's so corporate. They just put them through this machine.
Of course. And, like, I think it's manufactured outrage too.
Well, that too. But I'm just talking about like Harry Styles is our guy now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this is a Disney dork. What are we doing?
Yes.
Like why does it always work that way? You could just see all the money being pumped into these people and pushing them to the forefront, being like, this is your icon now, worship this.
And so many people accept that.
It's not some grizzled guy with a guitar singing some unbelievable poetry that like hits you in the heart. It's like, no, Vogue is a institution, and here you go. We're going to stick them on this.
It's not even
then
a good dress either. It's not even like remarkable.
If you want to see a beautiful dress on a man, go to my Instagram.
Yeah,
I'm wearing a form fitting.
Yeah,
it complements my shape.
It does. It's a high collar,
right?
Like mini turtleneck kind of thing, sleeveless, which makes your arms look nice and strong. Your tattoos are showing. You look fantastic.
Yes, thank you.
So
thank you for saying that. But Harry Styles, they just slapped like a ball gown on him.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. And man, there's so much to say about this. I'm so fucking annoyed by all this shit because all this, like, men can do whatever the fuck they want. It's like, when were you born? If you were born in 2001, okay, I understand having this conversation. But for the rest of us, Dennis Rodman, David Bowie, like, the list goes on for fucking ever. People have been wearing dresses. Who gives a shit?
That's the most insulting thing, is anybody pretending this is groundbreaking.
Right.
Because a lot of people have done this before, and they're also very talented, which
right.
is important. How about you write a fucking album, Harry Styles? Why are you back? Why is he back? I don't understand.
I don't know. And a lot of these guys that did it before did it probably because they were, you know, in a smoke-filled room and thought it would be funny to freak out the squares or interesting or thoughtful.
Yeah.
It wasn't in a boardroom with a bunch of people in suits like, what can we do to push the envelope so that our brands, Harry Styles and Vogue, progress and get more money. And then everybody fucking falls for it. And it's just disgusting to watch. The people that are like, men can be masculine and men can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
It's National Men's Day and they can cry. And blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other Ben Shapiro is like, it says in the Bible that women wear dresses and men wear pants. It says it right here in the Bible. And it's like, you guys are all taking the bait.
Well,
who gives a fuck?
Didn't we determine that Harry Styles and Ben Shapiro are the Joker and Batman?
Yes.
One can't exist without the other.
That's the question.
Yeah.
Would the Joker exist without Batman?
Yeah.
They need each other. They're Antifa and the Proud Boys. They're whatever. It goes on and on and on. How do you not know that? And maybe you do know. You know, I don't know how much Ben Shapiro knows, but Vogue knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're like, we're going to get all the people who want to virtue signal or be on the right side of history.
Yeah.
Talking about how gender is a spectrum. They're going to love this. And then the people that are I don't know, religious and right wing. They're going to love to hate this. And either way, it's going to be a boon for both Harry and Vogue.
And Ben Shapiro. I mean, I think that Ben Shapiro knows what he's doing when Wet Ass Pussy comes out or Harry Styles is in a dress. Are any of those things like inherently artistically valuable? No. They're stupid. They're fucking stupid on
and
one
end.
And
are you really scandalized?
And are you really mad? No, you're not. But you know you're going to get clicks and views and
what's
we're all talking about it.
Yeah, I got it. What's trending?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. And then you get to like, there's a lot of owning going on, like on whatever social media platform, whatever your position is on this, like the other side can come in and be like, shut the fuck up because actually, and then they get to come, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just yeah.
It's just like the economy of outrage is it self-aware? Does everybody know that they're just kind of engaging in a stupid game?
Some do, some don't, yeah. I think it's all over the map. I do think that Ben Shapiro knows. I do think, I don't know. You know in the back of your mind that people are going to like and retweet this because it's already trending. So you're a little bit engaging just to engage in the current popular.
It's like when you see a hashtag, and not so much now, but I remember years ago on Twitter, there would be like a game you could play, you know?
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, like, what's something that sounds delicious but isn't?
Oh,
and you tweet out dingleberries with the hashtag, and then...
That's pretty good,
and
to
if
be
you
honest,
got the right answer, or a good answer, you would get the likes and the... There was that show on Comedy Central called At Midnight.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And they would do that. They'd be like... It'd be like pun games and stuff.
Right.
And you would engage to try to... To try to win the game.
Right.
And that's
yeah.
what we're doing now with outrage. I want to have the best takedown on what I consider the right side of this issue.
Or even.
That's manufactured.
The most like tone deaf takes go viral. And if you don't care about yourself at all, like your own self image, then by any means necessary, just say, I mentioned wear dresses and this is an abomination and send tweet and you know it'll blow up because people will be like, actually, it's okay.
Right.
What do you like about Harry Styles? If you're like,
he's
really
hot.
he looks like young Mick Jagger and that's all we care about.
That's it, man.
Okay.
I don't think so. I mean, there's got to be some teens out there that can connect in their mind. Because I know he put out at least one album.
A solo.
Like some of those. Yeah. Some of those songs with the way he looks and they fucking their little.
Don't Ian, don't. Okay.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, but that's a small.
You gave me this look before you said that. I'm like, am I?
I'm not
I?
A smart man. I can't think of any euphemisms.
I know. I do get it. It is. It's just, it's a little depressing being caught in the circus of all of it.
Well,
but then at the end of the day,
Harry Styles is a children's performer, like that's who he's for.
He's like Raffy.
He is, but like when you, he's like a horny Raffy, you know?
Sure.
Like you're done with Wheels on the Bus, but you're not up to par. You can't listen to like the Beatles or anything yet because you're too young, so you're in between.
But no, you know what the worst part is? Is there are a lot of like women, millennial women in their 30s who are genuine Harry Styles
fans. No, that's
fans.
What I'm getting at. This is what they do. They take these kids who perform for little girls, you know, sing a song about how you're, you know, you have, it's like that Bo Burnham bit where he's like, you have
vaguest,
the most beautiful greenish, bluish eyes.
Brownish eyes,
you're tall and short, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh my God, the song's about me. And then that's a huge payday because those little girls, they come the fuck out for shit. Like,
yeah, that's
if there's
the biggest.
A 5 Seconds of Summer or whatever the fuck that band
oh,
is,
God, yeah.
If they're performing at the Today Show, you can't go into Midtown. There is a...
I know, I remember that. I used to...
Blocks and blocks of little girls lining up.
Yeah.
And it will trend number one on Twitter. So, that's such a cash cow.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's a point where the musician, quotes, gets a little bit older, and the execs that their handlers are like, let's transition into everybody else too.
Okay,
you know, let's get
yeah.
that. And then they just like push these people on us, and they're like, adult recording artist Harry Styles, you all know him, you all love him, look what he's doing, so what an artist. And we go,
some exec with a cigarette somewhere was like, put him in a dress.
Yeah, and it really is like, why are you pushing Raffy on us?
Yeah.
And that's all of our culture now. And I'll bring it back to, you know, everybody loves Beyonce as a like icon or whatever, but she fucking sang Automobiles and those goofy, she's just a like a kid that
it's genius like marketing.
Yeah.
Okay. So if okay. So this isn't about gender expression, it's about exploiting what's popular at the time. So it really is
right.
if Raffy had gone like punk or something.
Yeah,
if all
yeah,
of a sudden
the 80s.
Raffy was like in like fingerless gloves and eyeliner and straightened
right.
his hair. I don't know why I keep bringing up Raffy, but
how can you not see that there is a boardroom with
apples and bananas, opals and bananas.
Sorry.
No, I love it. But how can you not see that there's like a high rise building somewhere in Manhattan with a long boardroom table and a bunch of fucking guys in suits
you're
in their
just
40s.
A fucking cog in the fucking machine.
That's
sheeple
right.
It is true. I mean, if it is
it's true,
it is true.
Just making these decisions.
Yeah.
And it's and then you go like, and then you just fully embrace it. And I even saw a couple of left-wing pundits talk about this stuff, and their comments were like, who cares? Who, like, why do these right-wingers even care about
yeah.
this? People can do whatever they want. And it's like, that's not, there's something more nefarious happening
yeah.
beyond the conversation of fucking gender identity and
right.
expression. This is not freaking anybody out, you know? And like, I don't know if this is an apt comparison, but we watched the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion, and it made me think about how much black culture and media we grew up with,
mm-hmm.
you know, like Family Matters, Fresh Prince, obviously,
Cosby.
You know, all kinds, yeah, Cosby, all kinds of movies and things like
Eddie Murphy was like one of the biggest stars when
right.
we were growing up.
Arsenio Hall, it goes on and on and on, like back to Will Smith, like the Bad Boys movies. The Kings of comedy
mm-hmm.
special and stuff. And now we have these conversations about how there's no representation in media of different cultures and how we need to change that and stuff. And it reminds me of this gender identity shit. It's like, you guys, I don't believe you. Didn't we cover all this stuff?
Yeah.
I feel like you're kind of making up things that need to be changed, and it's like
yeah.
that's not the world we lived in.
Not to say that progress isn't, that there isn't progress to be made, but you are, it's a lot easier to break ground when you pretend that ground hasn't been broken
right.
already. So it's like, oh, straight guy in a dress, bull, we've fucking seen it
yeah,
before
yeah, yeah.
Do more, do better.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like Lily Singh going on her show and being like, I know you white people are afraid to see me hosting this show right
yeah.
now. It's like, that's what you're going to start with?
Right.
What are you talking about?
Our whole culture growing up was, yeah. was like, I mean, millennials, I think, were the first ones to really be introduced and kind of, I don't know, shaped by black culture, whatever color you are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, there weren't like a lot of Asian families on TV. That's a conversation we can have.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
not a lot of Muslim leading men who identify that way.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. But the truth here is that you take these things that kind of sound a little bit right, like America's not ready for a man in a dress. You say that in a boardroom, and you're like, I mean, horseshit, but we
yeah,
can
yeah.
we can maybe drum up some controversy here, you
yeah.
know? If you put out your black TV show and everybody that's interviewed on the show talks about how like this is groundbreaking and you know,
right,
new and exciting,
you know, young,
sounds good
yeah
for the publicist to whatever.
People are just willfully ignorant, I guess. Like, people of our generation are just pretending that this is, like, what's going on? Pretending that this is brand new, groundbreaking shit?
I don't know, man.
Like,
I don't know. Same with WAP. It's
yeah.
like, what the fuck?
They're oh,
like,
yeah.
female empowerment, sexual empowerment in hip hop is like, there's a storied history of that. I mean, I think we talked about this on another episode, but
I think it's worth re-mentioning.
Fuck? Really? You've never heard a woman with a fat ass rap about her pussy before? Like, where have you been? Where have you been?
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of people haven't.
Well, a lot of people, yeah, maybe like boomers, but if you're like, yeah. Ben Shapiro hasn't, there's no excuse there. He's like in his early 30s,
yeah,
right?
I assume so, yeah.
Unless he, like, they never let him out of the synagogue or whatever, you know, he's just on a permanent birthright trip.
What? I don't know. I thought you were going to say more. I'm just laughing.
No, it's just like, the fuck out of here. He seems like a pop culture guy, too. I've seen him review Iron Man movies.
I've never seen...
When he runs out of shit to talk about.
I don't know anything about Ben Shapiro. I've never seen him blink. He seems like a hologram. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what his, like, personal life is like or what kind of movies he likes. I've only seen very short...
Can I say a very controversial thing about Ben Shapiro?
I'm nervous.
He has wrong views, but I don't hate him. He doesn't seem like a... He just seems annoying.
Yeah.
I see like long form interviews with him. I'm like, well, I don't agree with that at all.
Right.
But he's not like, it all comes down to like personal responsibility and fiscal conservative bullshit.
Yeah.
It's like, he's not out here like, fucking black people need to shut the fuck up. And it's like,
he's not aggressive or like
hateful.
Yeah. He is his worst quality is how annoying he is.
Yeah.
That facts don't care about your feelings shit is the most, that's like the autism motto.
Right. Yeah, I see somebody like Steven Crowder and I'm like, that guy is almost like, you know, like two times a week he just gets the microwave doesn't work and he gets red in the face and just starts crying and then like has to like walk around the block with his fists clenched and
that guy is a
scary fucking dude.
Yeah,
I think he is driven by rage and
Adderall
hate.
Yeah,
and not hate for like a specific group or anything, just like that's his defining characteristic in his heart.
Yeah.
And Ben Shapiro's just this like, well, actually,
yeah, yeah, I agree. You could just turn, I mean, you can turn either of them off, but yeah, he's much less threatening a presence.
He's just a dweeb.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to this, when it comes to like gender identity and representation, and I just noticed recently that I think the new, it's not new, but people are really embracing it. Categorizing people based on just anything you can think of. Everybody just is assigned to a group, and then you talk about that group as a monolith, and it's becoming a way to avoid any real problem that's happening, you know, because there's nothing you can do about uplifting these groups. It's just all this infighting. Does that make sense? I don't know. I just keep feeling this like ominous thing happening where we're just like, well, Midwestern white people do this and they voted for Trump. And you know, black people did this, but black women under 30 are behaving this way, and we really need to uphold Asian people between the ages of 11 and 15 who are non-binary, and it's just
census stuff.
Yeah, you start to be like, motherfucker, stop putting me and everybody else in a box. It's so insulting. And then being a pundit and then speaking on behalf of this particular group and explaining to everybody else how they think, what they do, who they voted for, why they're good, why they're bad, why they need to shut the fuck up or their voices need to be uplifted. And it's just this, there's no end in sight. And you're not allowed to just be you anymore.
Yeah.
Everybody has to be, you know, all these other things they identify with, and that's who you are. Now,
Right. Now
I know who you are. I've assigned you to all these groups, and you can't, and there's no, like, imagine having a friendship where you're just like, this is my friend. Like, no, all of a sudden, this is a straight, cis, black person that it now has a relationship with a straight, white man and of a certain age, and now we have to take all that into consideration, and now that's going to shape how you interact with each other.
It's definitely going to shape how you, at the very least, first impressions. When you're walking down the street, you see all what you see first is age, race, probably gender, And you think you know that person's whole story.
Right.
And we all do it. You know, I know what this person's about. I probably know who they voted for.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it sucks. But I think we do it more now than we ever have before. And I think that's why you see more debates about, is it okay for a man to wear a dress as like a yes or no question.
That is like a 1950 question. That is insane.
But there was a time not too long ago where David Bowie or whoever else was playing with like androgyny and being, you know, ambiguous. And that's so much more interesting than, is this okay? Is this not okay? Is this masculine? Is this feminine? The binary arguments are so much less fun than the idea of like, what's going on over here? This is interesting.
Yeah.
You know, when the New York Dolls dressed up as women and walked around St. Mark's, you know, in a time when it was like dangerous around here, it was like, wow, that's cool and bizarre. And like, what are they up to? And what is this new look? It wasn't like, this is okay.
Yeah.
It's okay that they're doing this. And if you think it's bad, then you're actually a jerk. It's
Like,
well, there's nothing fun about that. It's all just so clinical. These conversations, these arguments we're getting into, and we've gotten so far away from any actual artistic expression or making anything interesting. It all comes down like fucking Kamala Harris, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it was so important that she was black, and that's a perfect example. Nobody talked about what she did and who she is and how like she's just kind of a corporate, you know, corrupt climber.
Yeah.
But that didn't matter because she was representing a group of people, and that's what was important. It doesn't matter that Harry Styles, nobody can name one of his songs outside of that One Direction song that's playing in, you know, the mall every time you went, or like Target. It's the fact that he's sparking a conversation and he's representing people whose voices need to be upheld. And it's just like, the fuck out of here. We're not even doing anything anymore.
Yeah.
We're just having the same go fuck yourself arguments back and forth ad nauseum without any actual art being consumed.
And I keep circling the same point, but like with David Bowie, that I feel like that never, I wasn't around, so I don't know, but that this conversation wouldn't have been had with David Bowie because it's not a man in a dress and is it okay? It's David fucking Bowie.
Yeah.
There's so much more to it. There's so much more art than like, all we can do with Harry Styles is pretend that this is a relevant argument.
Right.
There's no substance to it.
He didn't come up with it. Somebody else decided on his behalf this would be a good way to get you out there and ingratiate yourself to people.
I'm just laughing at the thought of Vogue thinking that they're very provocative and scandalous doing this. Like, like some guy who dips and wears a trucker hat somewhere in the South is burning this month's issue of Vogue. Yeah. He's like,
big risk taker.
Not my Vogue. Hell no.
Right. Think about the countless people, men that have worn dresses already in Vogue, probably.
Yeah.
Vogue's been around since like what, like 20s
even,
or something?
Even Vogue is pretending that they don't know what they've done.
Yeah.
That this has already happened.
All right, let's put a pin in that. Men shouldn't wear dresses. We're all on board. Yeah. Did you have anything else? I have things
I had
I
a
wrote
lot
down.
Of stuff. We mentioned the oh yes, this is important to me. We mentioned the Fresh Prince reunion.
Yes, that was great.
So fucking good. And I have
we were
to,
like, we'll put this on for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, you said do you want to watch the Fresh Prince reunion? And I said no immediately. You looked at me like I was insane. I was like, fuck no, I don't. It's just like, I just assumed it would be like anything else, this saccharine nostalgia bait that I don't need. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. And as
well,
soon
all
as
these
you,
all these shows have been doing these reunions on Zoom, like like The Office or whatever. I don't know if The Office did one, but Parks and Rec did one.
Yeah,
and
I think Frasier did too.
See, like that shit.
I fucking.
I think they were actually like that stuff stunk because a lot of it was like, you got to get out and vote, everybody.
Yeah,
and it was like, ugh, you're making me feel old and bad.
Yeah, and none of them know how to use Zoom. Also, I don't know, I just didn't need that. I don't know, I like the show.
Kelsey
I don't
Grammer's
need to see
his giant forehead.
Yeah, he's like, get out and vote so we can outlaw abortions. And you're like, I don't need to listen to this.
He's got a giant don't tread on me flag behind him.
But yeah, I wanted very specifically to issue an apology. No.
To who?
To the listeners. I've made a mistake. I said in an episode that I did not like Will Smith.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Because unfortunately, I knew there's all these like factoids about Will Smith that are very unflattering. Like he's a
like Jaden.
Yeah, like, you know, first of all, hasn't Jaden worn many dresses in many magazines?
That's like his whole thing. He'll wear like a dress and like a Batman mask to CVS, and we have to hear about that for a fucking
anyway
month.
This has been done a million times, but yeah, Jaden sucks. He's a Scientologist. He can only make, because of Scientology, he can only make movies where he's the hero, and he's just like, they're usually awful, like Hallmarky. His relationship with his wife is stupid. Anyway, I've just never.
So when are you gonna talk about how great he is?
Watching him and how he interacts with people, he's so charming.
He oozes charisma.
And it reminded me how much I loved Fresh Prince. It was my favorite show. I would race home from school, throw off my shoes, get like a Pop-Tart, and just like live in the basement for the rest of the night and watch Fresh Prince. And it's so fucking good. He's so good. He's so goddamn charismatic. He rules.
I hadn't watched Fresh Prince in, you know, years.
Yeah.
Maybe a decade. And so I was like, was it that funny? And then like the first montage of clips of the show they show in the reunion, so fucking
it's
funny.
So funny.
They always use dummies, which I don't remember. Like somebody will be like dancing with somebody and spin them around and it'll turn into a dummy and just like hit the wall in the funniest fucking way. This like slapsticky.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
It's so, so great.
But yeah, they were all, it was really cool to see all those people again.
How close they all were.
It's on Hulu, right?
I don't remember. I think Netflix.
I think it's on.
It doesn't matter.
HBO.
It doesn't matter. You'll be able to find it. It's so good. I could have watched another hour of that. Like the conversations they were having were so genuine. They all love each other so much. Should I not spoil the
I don't care. I don't think people give a shit.
They addressed the Aunt Viv thing, which I didn't think they would do.
Yeah.
I really
the first
thought they
Aunt
would
Viv
just
got fired after 3 years. And yeah. They brought in a second Aunt Viv.
Which is such a funny thing that they used to do in sitcoms. Like, just change a character.
Yeah.
And pretend.
Like in Roseanne.
Yeah. Although I never watched Roseanne, but I've heard.
Yeah. The daughter.
They would address that.
Yeah, and Roseanne, it was funny because they would make fun of it.
What would
they would just be like, hey, you look different or whatever. I can't remember the exact jokes, but they would like,
that's very
they would
funny.
Break the fourth wall. But yeah, that Fresh Prince thing was cool because you realized like what kismet that show had.
Yeah.
Like the idea that you got this like charismatic 19-20-year-old rapper who Quincy Jones just saw something in him and was like, this guy needs a fucking show.
Yeah, yeah.
He had never acted before. The first couple of episodes, he mouthed everybody else's lines.
Oh
they
my
show
God.
It. Like
yeah.
He's actually doing it on the show.
Yeah.
And then like everybody that they cast was so wildly talented.
Yeah.
They could have their own storylines and be interesting and charismatic. Carlton is one of the greatest sitcom characters of all time.
He's so great.
They talk about how like in the script it just said Carlton.
Yeah, Carlton.
Carlton dances and he came up with that.
Alfonso,
you know,
Ribeiro choreographed that entire thing. That was him, and he used like, okay, what would this character do? Like, you know, the writing of these characters is so interesting and three-dimensional. Like, it's important for Carlton to not be like tall and attractive,
yeah,
you know,
because he'd be hateable because he's wealthy.
Exactly, he'd be like a lax bro that you fucking hate. But because he's short and he's not unattractive, but you know what I mean. Like he's got this like ineffectual personality that even though he's still a fucking snob, he's still
do.
A shit.
Yeah,
it's so much funnier and likable.
It was cool to see the behind the scenes and like Will Smith coming out and pumping the crowd up because before the show started, him and DJ Jazzy Jeff were on the road, like
doing
hip hop, and so like He's in that. And the whole thing was just a party. They were all playing instruments before the show started and shit.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, I've never seen a sitcom or any kind of live studio show where the star does the warm-up.
Yeah.
It clearly made that much of a difference. He said every other show used to have to manipulate the laugh track and make it louder. They would have to turn theirs down.
Right.
He said Friday night at whatever studio that was, like, live Fresh Prince taping was the place to be.
Yeah, it was like a club at the beginning.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And you can feel it in the show, the energy. You know what else I really appreciated? The actress who played Hillary talking about how halfway through the show they wanted to change her character and make her, like, a strong black woman.
Yeah.
And she was like, you know, I think some people are just flawed and it's better to just leave it the way it is, which I really appreciate the not pandering. It's like the Harry Styles
Well,
move.
They were also, like, the cast is so smart. And I guess they got to be part of the writing process. Like, on Monday they would do the table read and then on Tuesday they would block out the show and all the actors would get input. So, you know, if you're... they didn't say this, but I think they kind of hinted at the fact that a lot of the writers were white, and then and this cast were the show is defined by its blackness in a lot of ways. So they would change stuff, you know, and they were all thoughtful people. So if a white writer comes to you and is like, "We're going to transition you into a strong black woman," I could definitely see her being like, "Why don't you go fuck yourself and let me be the doofy? This is cool. This is like a step forward. I'm getting to play a snooty..."
Like Valley Girl.
Yeah. Who happens to be black. How interesting is that?
You know? It also... Okay, we had a recent review that I really appreciated on our podcast where they said that we weren't irony poisoned. And I was like, oh, we're not? That's great. That's good. Because I know I hate everything and I'm critical of everything, but I'm not opposed to being a little emotionally manipulated when it's done well, you know? Like, when they show those moments in that show where they tackle kind of serious issues or, like, moments where Will breaks down and cries about his dad, it worked on me, I think. I think they did it well. Yeah.
It was done really well.
It was good. It was just solid. And it wasn't done with the primary intention to like get a reaction out of you. I think it was just done well.
Well, it wasn't ham-fisted. It wasn't preachy. It wasn't, you know...
Exactly.
It wasn't congratulating itself either. It was just like, you know, here's some ideas we're thinking about. You know, what if we wove these into the storyline? And also, they were people first.
Exactly, yeah. And they were full characters that you cared
very
about.
Very well-rounded.
Yeah.
Each character that's sitting... on that set in the reunion, you just think about like how defined they were, you know, for a 6-season sitcom that was unheard of.
I was surprised it was only 6 seasons.
Me too. I wonder why they didn't get into that. Why didn't it just keep going? Oh, because he was probably just blowing.
Yeah,
up.
he was like Will Smith in the 90s, like late 90s, was just unbelievably
He was like fucking Michael Jordan or something.
Yeah,
like I bet they could like identify him in the rainforest and like they say that if you go to like a remote island somewhere and there's people living in like lean-tos, they'll always know Michael Jordan and Mickey Mouse.
How is that possible? I get Mickey Mouse because maybe like through clothing donations or something, you know, like you can see that logo. Oh, maybe the same thing with Michael Jordan. I guess
maybe not now. But, like, there was a time when those, like, Mickey Mouse, how even popular is that anymore?
I don't know. It's
probably,
still...
it's probably like, Iron Man at this point.
Yeah. It is strange. I remember I went to Guatemala when I was 19, and they're... Yeah,
white lady stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry.
Did you solve their problems?
No, I made it worse. I don't want to talk about it. But I remember seeing little kids in, like, Notre Dame swimming shirts and stuff. So weird how the like American
World Series but the wrong team.
Yes, exactly, all that shit. Lots of Bart Simpson stuff. I remember I bought a cat dog t-shirt.
Hell yeah, that's cool.
I bought a cat dog t-shirt for Sean and there's this phrase at the bottom. I don't even remember what it is anymore, but one of my friends who speak Spanish says, you know, that's slang for doggy style, right? And I was like, nope, didn't know that. Sorry, Sean.
No, that's a great, that's a collector's item.
Yeah.
Speaking of representation, there's a new controversy. Sia, the singer-songwriter. I don't know if she's a songwriter, singer.
Sure.
Faceless.
I don't know what she does.
Wig-wearing weirdo.
Yeah.
I like her music.
Yeah. Me too.
But I think she's wrong for this one. She put out a, or she's putting out a movie, like a Lemonade type, you know, like the Beyonce's Lemonade.
Oh, I see. Like a
music movie.
Okay.
About an autistic girl who, like, the way she sees the world is through music.
Okay.
But she's, like, low-functioning autistic, like, has to wear, like,
she's
headphones.
Like nonverbal, right?
Yeah. Uses, like, a keyboard to communicate, but the actress playing her is not autistic. And so that was trending like number two on Twitter like 2 days ago about how, what an atrocity this is that Sia did this.
Yeah.
And once you watch the trailer, you think to yourself, the film itself is the atrocity.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds bad.
Horrific. Just the trailer is just like, oh, what were you fucking thinking?
It sounds... Here's my problem. I will defend Sia's, like, I think that anybody who's actually upset about this is wrong. But also, what are you doing, Sia?
Yeah.
This is like the mid-90s tug at your heartstrings bullshit.
Right, right. It's like Simple Jack shit.
Yeah. And I don't understand the controversy because I know that people want representation. But isn't this like, this is a severely handicapped person. You can't just take that somebody out of a home and go, you're going to be in a Sia music video. They can't consent to that.
They're not
going to
take directions well.
What are you talking about?
Somebody's going to,
like,
you know,
legally, she can't hire somebody like that, right?
Yeah, somebody's going to touch their ears and they're going to knock one of the craft service people on their ass.
I just start screaming.
Like, what do you... And also,
it sounds
what,
cruel,
what
yeah.
is, like, the, like, what authenticity is a... autistic person gonna bring to a role where you just like press a button, it's like yes, yes,
yeah.
no, yes. It's like, wow, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
An autistic person would really bring some feeling to that, you know, that blowing into your wheelchair or whatever. Like what, what makes them more qualified? I mean, it's so obvious what it is.
Yeah.
Right? Because I was like, what the fuck? So I started reading all the hashtags. What I realized was that there are, it's all fucking comes back to narcissism and I want a job type of shit. So this one girl who her tweets were blowing up and she wrote this long thing about not seeing herself on screen, not seeing herself represented. And when other people tell autistic stories, or stories about autistic people, they always get it wrong. And then she was like, I didn't diagnose myself for years because every time I watched a movie about autistic people, I'd be like, well, that's not me.
What, the Joker?
Well, you know, like Rain Man or
oh,
whatever.
I don't know.
She didn't specify.
Okay. But. You know what? This is, I mean, you're saying this, but it's like, I should be a movie star. I want to be it. You're
no,
not even
that's what, so like the 15th tweet is about like, now, I've written a bunch of scripts about autistic people and I also perform and people like me should get these roles. And it's like,
is it people like you or you? You're just saying me. Look at me. Look at me.
She actually says, no, I'm not saying me, but you know, somebody like me. And like, so you're reading this and you're like kind of getting what she's saying for a while. And then it pops up. Oh, you happen to be an actress.
Yeah.
You happen to be whatever. It's called fucking, I it's like almost trite and hackneyed to say, it's called acting.
Yes.
You act like somebody else that you are not. That's part of it, you know?
Yeah. This isn't a racial discussion. Like, that's totally different. This is.
Yeah, Robert De Niro is not in the mafia.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Should we get people that are in the mafia to do his job so it's more authentic?
100%. I mean, I don't even know what else to argue there. It's just self-serving.
And to be clear, this is only some people. Like, yeah. You dig into this stuff enough, you realize there are so many people who are autistic or on the spectrum, whatever. I even found one actor who was autistic, and he was like, yeah, this is fine.
You know?
People portray people that are different than them all the time. And he even brought up, like, Rain Man, and there's a couple other movies.
Leonardo DiCaprio and What's Eating Gilbert Grape. Yeah, yeah. That is the best.
That's what he was saying. He was like, these are unbelievable performances. Yeah. How can I get mad at that?
Right.
You know?
They're not
like clowning either.
Yeah.
They're like trying to actually do it. And like, yeah, like Gilbert Grape, he's perfect. But it makes me think of comedy when you see like women who...
The way you say women. The disdain
fucking
in your
broads.
Voice. When you say women, your head shook.
Well, you know how I feel.
Go ahead.
Who want to talk about how comedy shows don't have enough women on their lineup.
Yeah.
And they demand that they have more women on their lineup.
It's like, you don't give a fuck about women.
Yeah, yeah.
You care about
you. Who happens to be a woman is just, women is just the one that pops into my head.
Yeah.
You know? A lot of people of color do the same thing. There's not enough people of color on this fucking show. Guess who happens to be a person of color?
Yeah.
Fucking me. And it's always in your self-interest. It's like nobody starts a charity for the thing they don't have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Unless you're Matt Damon and you care.
Right.
But yeah.
The only
selfless person on the planet.
Has he ever played... Ben Affleck played an autistic guy in
that movie
about an assassin who was really good at it because he was autistic.
I will say it does.
The Accountant. Sorry.
He does? Like, is that openly, like, I haven't seen that. Is it good? Does he do a good job?
It's not good. No, okay. It's really fun. I saw it in the theaters and I was like, that was fucking fun.
I will say it should be done. If you're going to be a person without autism playing somebody... person without a certain I don't know how to categorize this, because
like a normie,
yeah,
like a good brain.
No, see, that's not what I'm trying not to say. I don't know, but like, especially not autism, but like severe like mental disabilities, if you're gonna do that, you have to do it with some care, because like you're gonna end up with a riding the bus with my sister scenario.
Sure.
With Rosie O'Donnell just smacking herself in the head and just running around like there's no nuance.
I mean,
to
some
it.
Would argue that that's better
than
more entertaining
than regular
Rosie
O'Donnell.
Last time you revisited Gilbert Grape, but we watched riding the bus with my sister the other day.
That's true. It is the
superior film.
Entertainment value to it. I can see how it could be tone deaf is what I'm saying, but you know.
It just always comes down to what are these people's motivations?
Right.
Are you really this upset about this fucking thing? And what's scary too is that like, so this was like a campaign to tell Sia to go fuck herself. And you watched the trailer for the thing, and it's clearly a love letter to somebody she knows or is a part of her family and she wants to represent on screen.
Yeah.
It's poorly done. It looks stupid, but it's not offensive. So you got to remember that like your ambition to get these roles and to be a wealthy person and get notoriety because you wrote a script about autism and you want that to be slapped onto the top of the pile.
Right.
Your phoniness in going after that goal affects people.
Yeah.
I mean, Sia seems like a nice person, and here you are, you started a fucking hashtag to shit on her just because you want acting roles.
Your motives are suspect, and we're on to you, is what I'm saying.
Maybe you're not on to yourself, but we got your number.
But yeah, suicide pact.
And I bet you can memorize that number. Easy.
Backwards and forwards.
Yeah, backwards and forwards.
For Atlas.
And a bunch of stuff about dinosaurs. Catherine.
Should we wrap it up?
Oh, I guess so.
Aren't we all autistic? Isn't that, like, isn't everybody, because it's a spectrum, isn't it?
There was a while there where everybody was claiming to be autistic. And it's like, no, you're just a fucking asshole.
Last night.
I never thought I was autistic. I know I'm just a piece of shit. I know I'm just mean to people.
Yeah. Yeah, that, it does sound like an out a lot of times. Like.
Oh, absolutely. Jerry Seinfeld's always talking about how he's autistic. You are
like, no,
not.
No, you're just rude.
Yeah, you're just rude and annoying.
Yeah, it's not fair to autistic people.
Yeah.
Yeah, there should be a harder definition, I think. Who knows? But then again, it is a spectrum. So Last night I couldn't stop.
Like gender.
I couldn't stop messing around with that Rubik's cube, and I was like, "Am I?
You're autistic for maps. You love maps.
I know. I can't.
If we go somewhere, we will be like in a new city somewhere, and we'll get out of the airport. We'll get in an Uber, and we're driving in like, I don't know, Miami or something, and there's like palm trees and it's beautiful, you know, there's all these expensive cars and stuff, and I'm like, look at that, and I look over, she's buried, she has to watch the Uber travel. If it takes an hour and a half, she has to watch the whole journey.
I like
on
to
the
watch
map.
The progress.
I
yeah.
like to... I hate it. I know. Like, you're like, shh.
It's soothing. I don't know. Anyway,
so we could try to go for an hour.
Ugh, five more minutes. Oh, well, there is one more thing on the list that
I
wanted to talk about.
Okay.
There's a man dressed as a giant rat.
Yes.
Running around New York City.
This is the conversation we should be having.
And he needs to be stopped. Imagine pouring all your energy into canceling Sia, who, like you said, seems like a well-meaning, kind person, and just letting this monster wreak havoc on the city.
It's like a performance art thing, and everybody is like into it on the internet.
I think it's
because people don't live in New York, but it's like that is the most frustrating thing in the world in this city, because things get clogged up, you know, stairwells, and like if there's somebody that's not from here or not, you know, doesn't live here, they might check their phone in a like narrow hallway in a subway station or something, and then things just bottleneck really quick. Or another thing is like you're going about your business and somebody just needs you to see them, and you're trying to get somewhere, point A to point B, and you're already dealing with big crowds of people, and now somebody's like screaming in your face or something. It is so, it's rage inducing.
Yeah.
And so when you see somebody that's like, look at me, I'm doing a thing over here. There's this guy, like you said, wearing this like really hyper realistic rat costume.
Yeah,
he
huge.
Runs around on all fours, gets in people's faces and shit.
He like and sits on the subway, the starts grooming himself. He takes up the whole bench. The one that really upset me was he, in his latest stunt, was recreating Pizza Rat. So he is dragging, by the mouth of this costume, he's dragging a giant pizza, slice of pizza. He's dragging it up the stairs. The train comes. A guy starts walking down the stairs. He has to jump over the railing in order to make his train because there's a goddamn quote-unquote performance artist dragging a fucking fake piece of pizza up the... It made me so mad. It made me homicidal.
I know. You were pacing around the apartment.
This is unacceptable.
And I love how people are like, well, that's New York. They just ignore him. It's like, you ignore him because fuck him.
Yeah.
You know? You give people these... Not. You give people the attention they want, and maybe they keep doing it.
Right.
It's like you hate them so much that you don't even want to expel energy telling them to go fuck themselves.
Exactly.
That's the New York mentality.
They don't deserve
it. It's not just like, I've seen it all. It's more like, fuck that fucking guy. And you also know that if you get into a confrontation with somebody, now they've won. You know?
Yeah, because all they want is attention, and then that'll go viral, blah, blah, blah. This guy has wasted so much time. I briefly saw an article that was indulging him, calling him a fucking artist or something. He's been at this for years. Who's paying your rent?
Yeah, I saw him like with the costume off, and you could just tell. He, for no reason, he's not wearing a shirt. And it's like on his TikTok. Or on Instagram or somewhere, I found his page, and it's all the rat stuff, and then the the one video of him not in the costume. He's got his shirt off and he's doing handstands in Central Park, and
cool.
It's like, of course, you fucking dildo.
I mean, talk about narcissism. When your primary motive is attention rather than any artistic value at all, like you offer people nothing.
The world is my stage. The fuck it is, dude. We're trying to go to work.
Exactly. Man, anyway.
So if you see that rat, exterminate. Yeah.
It's absolutely unacceptable. But some people do like it, so that's also heartbreaking.
We should like dress in exterminator costume.
Yeah, and chase that guy down.
Find out where he is. Just have baseball bats. Don't worry, folks.
We've got it. We've got it corralled.
Block all the exits.
We're like tasing
yeah,
him.
Yeah, we should get those, what are the cattle prods?
Yeah.
And everybody's like, well, this
it's
must be part of the show.
Performance art. I'm an artist. Send his body in a little pine box to his family.
All right.
Okay.
That's it.
Well.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.